Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me, as usual, is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. You there,
well,
Ronnie?
Hello, Ben. You? Yes, I am. I'm here. Oh, I'm here.
Are you taking a sip?
What?
Taking a sip, taking a vape.
Yes. I was planning on you making like a big speech, like, people of Argentina, it's me, Karam.
Mm-hmm. No, I did not make a big speech because we have a lot to talk about right at the top of this show before we even get into our Real Housewives of Potomac episode. Tonight, this is Monday, September 13th. So tonight on Spotify Green Room is going to be the premiere of our new show, Take a Seat. It's a live audio app, which means we're going to be talking about some things. We're going to talk about Salt Lake City. We're going to talk about Vanderpump Rules trailer. We're going to talk about Winter House. And the fun part is that you guys also get to chime in because that's the way the live audio app works. It's a weekly show. So it's going to be on at 7 o'clock on the West Coast. It's going to be on at 10 o'clock on the East Coast. And it's going to be super fun. So what you have to do if you want to join in or listen, download the Spotify Green Room app. If you have a Spotify account already, then like you're set. If you don't have a Spotify account, don't worry. You don't need one to use the app. You could just use the old trusty email. But the Spotify account or just sort of makes it a little easier. And then what you do is follow me and Ronnie, okay? So Ronnie's handle, Ronnie, I'm Ronnie Karam on there, right?
Yeah, and you're at Ben Mandelker.
And I'm at Ben Mandelker. Okay. So just follow us. And if you follow us, when we start up our room, you'll get a notification like, oh, take a seat starting up. And then that's it. It's really easy. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. It'll be super fun. We can't wait. It's a weekly show for us. It's going to be every Monday. And it's just going to get better and better and better, we think. And we're really excited. Okay. And the other thing is that next Monday, we have a very special announcement, but that's all we can say about it there. So be sure that you are listening to this show next Monday and following our social media, because I think you'll really want to be doing that.
Wow. I don't even know what this announcement is.
We're ambassadors to Surrey County.
Oh my gosh, that was killing me. This episode of Potomac and Karam's video for Surrey.
Oh my God.
Death. And, you know, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is back. And for those of you who do not watch that show, don't be a dum-dum. Okay, you need to watch that show. It's hilarious. So it's hilarious. It's going to be one of Bravo's best of the year already, and we're only into episode one. So go watch that. The recap's out, and there's a video up for it on Crappens On Demand. Okay, so let's get into this Potomac recap. It's called Goddesses of War.
Yeah, and the Goddesses of War are already warring because there was a random to be continued at the end of the last episode at Robin's birthday brunch or dinner. The bunch of the women are there, minus Karam and minus Wendy, who are not invited. And Candace is in the middle of body shaming Ashley when we start the episode.
Excuse me, what now? You're calling me wide? You want to talk about body shaming, right? She's like, I am not body shaming you. You walking into a room, you body shamed yourself with your big ass face and your big ass forehead.
And now she's like, bitch, just get a new line. Your shit is old. It's tired. You're tired. You're tired.
And then Candace, you know, when she runs out of practice, things to say is just a mess. Bless her heart. She starts like playing a violin very badly. I mean, she's terribly musically, even when it's like improv, you know, pantomime.
Yeah.
So even she's
with,
like,
even with fake instruments. Yes. She's off.
She's violining badly. And Ashley's just screaming, you're tired. And then Candace just keeps going, you're so ellipses. You're so ellipses. You're so... Really, Candace? All of this, you came in here to have this huge fight, and that's the best you can come up with your terrible violin. Now, that was imaginary instrument shaming, ma'am. And it's very well fully done. Acceptable.
Very well done. Very well done. So, and Ashley's like, don't open a door you can't close. And then so Giselle finally is like doing a timeout, and they're like, time out.
Giselle goes,
Ascala's confused.
Let's open a window.
Yeah, let's open a window. When one door open, when one door closes, open a window.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
That was,
that
it.
Was really
that
was funny. Just,
some
said
commentary
that.
About the window. Window.
So open a new window. Wah. So Ashley's like, so you guys said that just because we asked Wendy a question that we're body shaming her. And Candace is, you know, screaming, you're reaching. And Ashley's like, oh, Angie, we're calling me a hoe. And she's like, sorry, Ascala, you're always in the middle of us. Sorry.
Yeah. So Giselle's like, well, does anyone want some wings? So Giselle's just trying to, like, fix this situation. And now they just sort of focus on the food. And Candace is looking at the oysters and says, these all look like vaginas. Ugh. And so then once she gets some food in her stomach, she calms down a little bit. And she attempts to apologize, sort of, by saying, for the record, Ashley, I was not body shaming you. I called you a wide-bodied whatever out of anger. And it had nothing to do with your body. I just wanted to say that. I have no issues with you being a mom. It's like, I'm not body shaming you. I'm just using your body to elicit emotions of shame to make sure that you feel hurt.
Right. I'm just using your body as a weapon against you. Okay. It's not shaming. It's body weaponizing.
And Ashley's like, well, all the attacks you said before, you've never come from my body. Like, this is strange. You've never come from my body before. And Candace goes, yes, I have. I talk about your forehead all the time. All the time.
Which, again, if anyone would care to go to Twitter, there are plenty of season one Candace foreheads on there that you can enjoy. So Ashley's like, well, yeah, and I talk about your dry ass hair all the time, which is like so nice. It's like such a nice friendship moment. Isn't it just admitting the shit you say about each other? And Candace says, well, it's nothing to do with body shaming you, even though that's stupid. You know, look, Candace hasn't learned a damn thing except that she knows she's going to be in trouble on Twitter, so she's trying to walk it back. That's like the only kind of restraint that she's showing right now.
Yeah, but like it doesn't make sense because she's like insistent that she's not body shaming Ashley. But then when Ashley says, this is strange because you've never done this before, she's like, yes, I have. I always make fun of your forehead. It's like, I'm not body shaming you. Although, please do not dispute my record of having body shamed you in the past.
Right. Like, it counts less because she's consistently body shaming her, so it shouldn't be considered body shaming.
Yeah, it's like her way of saying, no, I'll let you know when I'm body shaming you, because I will do it. I'm not opposed to body shaming you. I'm just saying, please don't misclassify this shade right now.
Right. I'm not body shaming you, you fat slut. Okay.
you stupid wide bottom slut. I'm not body shaming you.
So Ashley obviously is like,
she needs to learn how to apologize and mean it.
And Candace is like, well, I said what I said in front of the group, and it is what it is. And she's like, okay, go on with your turban then, because your apology is terrible. And she's like, I tried.
And Ascala's like, I think it was an apology. Ascala, that was not an apology. That was just her trying to say, like, not get in trouble on Twitter by just saying the phrase, I'm not body shaming, even though everything she just said was about body shaming.
Right. So Giselle's like, I need to give a toast. I would like to say some things about my beautiful friend. You see, Robin, I forgot what I was saying. Who are we talking about? I'm bored.
You're so beautiful. You see the best in everyone. When I put out the text, we're going to celebrate Robin. Everyone was like, that's what we're doing. To be that kind of person is just a testament to who you are. I love you. Cheers.
Thank you. So Mia's like, well, now that we're on a good kick here and everyone loves each other very, very much, I want to invite you to my goddess party in a park.
Yeah, she's going to do a picnic in the park, basically. And she's like, well, Wendy and Karen are going to be there, as well as some brochures that we can all move around and feel like boss bitches, okay?
there's no way to feel more like a boss bitch than having a party in a park.
Like, at least take my ass to a Chili's. What kind of goddess party has a party in a park, okay? At least let me order some onion rings.
I feel like a goddess party should take place, like, someplace where you have to take an elevator or many stairs.
Not a park. I mean, that's what my mother used to do to us, you know? Like, my sister would get these fabulous bowling alley parties. What do I get? A party in the fucking park, okay?
It's very Caroline Fleming. It's very much like, today we're going to celebrate midsummer. We're going to dance around like I did with my mother when we danced around having amongst the blueberries and the strawberries and the raspberries and the mushrooms and the dirt.
Blueberries, strawberries, raspberries.
Yes, I remember them well.
Mia's like, can't we just all get along, basically? My mother was
a mushroom. Sorry, I started. I couldn't stop it. There, I stopped.
Where
it.
Is it? Go ahead, play it. I'd love to.
No,
hear
I it. Played it. No, I played it, but it was poorly timed, and then I couldn't stop it, and it was all awkward. Sorry, everyone.
You had a Fleming moment. So Giselle's like, I will not get along with Karen. Nah. And she's like, but I'm just trying to be a good friend. Most fights are just misunderstandings. Oh, by the way, Giselle, I have a message for you. Karen is waiting on an apology.
And we get a flashback of Karen's saying, I have a message to send to you. I send this message to you. I want a text saying I regret using the word death, and we are good, and complete, and send. Send.
Giselle's like, Mia, I have a message. Tell her she'll be dead before I apologize. Her and Ray will both be dead before I apologize.
They're like, oh, dear. So now we go to Karen at a gazebo with her cousin David, and she's like, this is a good place to do some preliminary shooting for a Surrey County tourism video. So we see that she is setting up for her first job as ambassador to Surrey County, doing a promotional video for the tourism board. Shot in Potomac. In beautiful Potomac.
in a park. The parks are really making out like bandits today, okay? The winner of this episode, parks, okay? So she's doing it in some park in Potomac, and even the guy who's shooting it is like, well, this does give me a good feel of Surrey County. It is not Surrey County, sir. Either one of you.
It is literally not Surrey County. And so Karen's saying, well, I think heavily Giselle was the reason why I wasn't invited to Robin's birthday party, because she's too far up Robin's bush. But honey, I am, or maybe Robin's too far up Giselle's bush. But honey, I'm busy. I'm taking under my belt my first official duty as ambassador to Surrey County. She's talking as if she is literally passing legislation right now. Like, I'm busy. I have to film a video by a gazebo.
Yeah, and then we see a clip of the mayor of Surrey or whoever was doing that that event for her in front of the non-smoking sign. And she's like, Karen Huger will boost domestic and international travel to Surrey County. Really?
This just in, flights from Lisbon to Surrey County have increased 500%.
There's some igloo somewhere where some family is like, you know what? Surrey County. Karen Huger loves it. Let's go.
We are the number 34 most popular vacation destination for residents of Liechtenstein.
So then we get to meet Joanne from the Surrey County Tourism Board. So Joanne is a big fun lady with a giant pink fishing vest. I'm not sure what it is.
Fishing or utility vest?
It looks like camo shorts, but it's like bright. It's like girl power fishing vest.
It has a million pockets, and I'm going to say that about 74% of them have little sucking candies in them, you know, depending on the occasion. She's like an advent calendar.
Yes. You never know when you're going to run into a kid and you need to have a piece of gum for him.
And you know that Jennifer... Maybe just ham. Maybe just ham inside there.
Little baby Surrey hams. So she, you know that she's real country because she just... The way she says hi is, how you doing to everybody? She's like, hi, Karen. How you doing? Hi, David. How you doing? Hi, Park. How you doing, Park?
We're looking for the flavor of Surrey, and we want to encourage people to come and visit, enjoy all the assets, you know, because we want to be an international travel destination. So yeah, then
we want people to buy Surrey trinkets in the Surrey gift shop. We want the economy to be called the Surrey economy. We want it to be huge. We want people to name their little baby Surrey. We want 7-Eleven to come up with a slurry slurry. Hey, forget Fly Me to the Moon, Frank Sinatra. How about Fly Me to the Surrey, Frank? How you doing, Frank? I want Indian food to change its spices so they only serve chicken Surrey. Just enjoy the assets, Karen. It's like, whoa, Joanne, calm down.
Did you know that the original name of that movie was To Surrey With Love? Mm-hmm, it's true.
Surrey with the Surrey on top. God, I love that musical.
Oh, yeah. You know, Apple actually stole our county for their digital assistant. Mm-hmm, it's a true story. Mm-hmm.
Siri, Surrey's bitch sister.
How you doing, Siri?
She probably confuses her Siri by saying, hey, Siri, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. What can I help you with? Well, Siri, can you tell me what the weather is today? I sure can. But first, can you tell me if you got a smile on your face? Because that's how we do it here in Surrey County. Okay, I got a smile on my face. All right, well, let me tell you something. It is sunshine because it's always sunny in Surrey County. Well, thanks so much, Siri Digital Assistant.
Everything you ask Surrey is a lame answer. Like, Surrey, what's the weather like? Well, the weather is peanuts come in a shell. Did you know that?
Yes, Surrey!
All the directions are in relation to hams. It's like, how do I get to the library? Well, drive down Route 6 until you get to a ham. Make a right. And drive three more hams down, make a left, and at the fifth ham, it's the library.
Press this location button to find out what's nearest your ham.
It's not Shazam, it's Shazam. What sort of ham is this? Oh, let me fire up Shazam.
Hold on, Karen, you are doing such a good job. I want to post this to Instaham. Hold on.
Ooh, did this get 5 stars on your ham?
Oh my god,
barely a wordplay on Yelp.
And the producer asks Karen, why are you shooting your Surrey video in Potomac? And she's like,
you can call this a trial run, but my hometown Surrey County lives in me, so wherever I go is Surrey County.
Are they aware that you're calling Surrey County Surrey County in every single scene you shoot about it?
I just like that there's this tiny little, you know, like 1 foot by 6 foot, you know, 1 foot by square foot, 6 foot satellite patch of Surrey County that travels throughout the world.
Yes. It's like Karen standing in front of the Eiffel Tower. Welcome to Surrey County!
You made it! So then,
Mickey Mouse.
Welcome to Surrey County!
Fucking Karen.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now she starts doing her video, which you just know that the producers of the show are cracking up because they're like professional. They make professional content that goes onto national TV, and they're watching Karen while being on professional TV also do something that's as local as you can imagine. And she's like, she's sitting in the gazebo. She's like, hi, I'm Karen Huger and I am from Surrey County and I welcome you to my hometown, because guess what? My town is a county, and my county is me. So try to wrap your brain around that one, Mr. Ham.
Then it says, not a depiction of Surrey County.
Not an actual depiction.
Come, please, come visit us in Surrey County. There's so many jewels here that you can discover with your family. What do you think? What do you think of that, Joanne?
And Joanne's like, I need that a little more animated. How you doing? Right.
Yeah. Joanne is, you know, she's basically a Wes Anderson. She's the Wes Anderson of Surrey County. So she's like, yeah, let's give a little more animation. Let's get a little bit more into it. Hi, I'm Karen Huger, and I want to welcome you to my hometown, Surrey County. This is a jewel of a town, Surrey County, my hometown, which has jewels, and there's a jewelry shop, and it's a town with ham and jewels. Is that good, Joanne? You like that? Are we locked?
Okay, Karen. Now, we don't need the shimmy, but the words were good, okay? And unfortunately, this wind's not cooperating. And the guy who's shooting it's like, I love the wind. I think it's doing a great job. Shut up, guy who's shooting it. Do you know how difficult this is going to be in post, sir?
Yes, it's called continuity.
All right, I got this one. Hi, welcome to Ham. I'm a Surrey in a hurry. County jewels, town home, me inside, la dame.
Karen, now listen. As your local director named Mrs. Hamderson, I would just like to say, more, give me more. And she's like, all right, here we go. There's so many reasons to come to Surrey County. There's Trader Joe's, there's organic food, there's ham, there's peanuts here.
And Joanne's like, okay. So remember, mention Farmer Joe, the organic food, ham, the peanuts, and then, you know, go over some of those just right into the camera.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Come, hellos, Karen Huger, resident of Surrey County, which is a hometown of mine. So, look, there are many reasons to come and visit Surrey County. You've got, there's seafood that's on the water, okay? And there's ham and Trader Joe's and CVS. There's a road. Stop signs. Beautiful traffic compliant drivers at the stop sign. Thank you.
Now, I don't limit myself when it comes to giving back to my community or giving a voice to the voiceless. I'm educating the world on Surrey County.
All right. Children of Surrey County, repeat after me. We don't need another hero. We don't need to know the way to ham. Anyone?
And the producer's like, ham? And she goes, yes, Surrey, ham. Yes, girl, we love our ham. And the peanuts. A lot of people don't realize this. Peanuts come in a hole. In a cell, if you will. I'm very proud of all that, girl. Very, very proud.
You may not realize this, but peanuts are actually a very fancy delicacy. If you're lucky, you might catch one with a top hat and a cane and a little monocle. That's right.
Peanuts come in a shell? Well, Jesus Christ. I wish somebody had told me that.
Here's a little secret that you might only learn about in Surrey County, USA. Peanuts can be roasted and salted. There you go. Tell them Surrey told you.
So then she goes to the slide and she goes, oh, look at that, a sliding board. A sliding board.
Oh, I remember my childhood. We'd find a sliding board and take 5 hams and grease it all up and go right down and be like, that was a fun time on the sliding board. Throw a peanut at my head.
As a child, we would climb up and pray there were no splinters. You know, back in the day, there was wood, and then there was metal. And by the time the dress would be out here, over my head, and my legs would be up in the air, and my hoo-ha would be all over town. But, you know, I was just being a good girl in Surrey County.
You know, one of the things is once you grease up those sliding boards with a ham grease, you can go quite fast. But luckily, we just put out a nice little cushion of what we like to call peanut shells at the bottom, and you just fall into it, and it's like being embraced by Surrey County herself.
Oh my god. Wow. That was one of my favorite Karen scenes of all time.
Yes. I also liked how the producers put up a thing that said sizes of slides may vary. Also, like Karen just at a big toy. I just like Karen trying to do improv at a big toy.
Oh, yes. Look. It's my house. This is my original house. We were very progressive. We didn't have walls. We just had sliding boards and hoops. And this is how we lived. This is Surrey County.
And just the whole idea that they're going to, like, entice people to come here from Sri Lanka with a slide, you know? It's just so Karen.
Belize it or not, I'm talking to you, Belize. You come here and we have sliding boards for every one of you.
So then we go to Giselle's house with her. It's like a Giselle and her kids scene where she's like, come in here and talk about me and how much you don't want me to be alone with that man, but I encourage you to not need a man. Nah.
Yeah.
Come in here so I can give you some childhood trauma and trust issues regarding men. Nah.
So the daughters are just like cleaning and Giselle's on her laptop and she goes, bing kaka. And they're like, what? She's like, she's like, well, you guys know Spanish. They're like, yeah, but you don't. What are you saying?
Yeah, she's like, I will Google Translate that. Bing, caca. Like, Mom, just stop. So she has just taken the girls to the Four Seasons to get some different scenery, which is, you know, amazing. I think my mother's very poor and lazy after hearing that. It's like, hey, guys, we just needed a little break. Wasn't that fun going to the Four Seasons for a little while? No. Like, yeah. I said, park. Okay? That's where I saw the Four Seasons, at a park on my birthday.
See, the goddess party has to be at the Four Seasons, and then
the kids go to the damn park.
Kids go to the park.
Yes. So they got to see their dad, and then she says that she's always going to be best friends with him, no matter what. And they talk about how grown up Grace is and how she's going to go to college. And Giselle's like, when you're in college, will you be concerned about me? And they're like, no, as long as you don't meet anybody that speaks Spanish.
That's a real good way to give some kids some codependency issues. Are you going to be concerned about me when you're off in college, like flourishing as a young woman and exploring, like laying the groundwork for your future? Are you going to be concerned about me? Like, hello, let the woman, let your girls just go to college and not be worried about you. Okay. So, and the girl's like, do you want to be married again? And she goes, I don't know if I want that. And the girl's like, why? Well, I don't want to answer to a man from a financial perspective. Which, by the way, if you're married, that doesn't mean that you have to answer to a man for a financial perspective.
Yeah. So they say, I have no idea how any of that works.
Yeah, really? Yeah, you have no idea.
So she's like, you know, when Granny Jo and Pops, when they weren't together, it scared her because she didn't know how she could take care of herself. And I was petrified. And I don't want you to go through that. So never have a relationship. Thanks. Glad we had this parent-child talk.
I know, exactly. It was kind of like, don't trust men, don't get into relationships, and enjoy. And be concerned about me. Yeah. So now we go to Candace, who's come home. She's just arrived home. She's one of these people who has wreaths on her doors all year long, no matter what. It's always like she has a budget for wreaths, like an April wreath, a May wreath. In my mind, I'm not a wreath person. I don't judge people who are wreath people, but I do judge people who are like all year wreath people who have, you know, a wreath budget. But I'm like, why do you need so many wreaths? That's a lot of wreaths.
I feel like that's a Mama Dorothy edition. I just can't see Candace like searching for wreaths. I mean, Candace would be the type of person to be like, well, we have leaves out front, just make a wreath. And then she walks up close to it, and then it just shrivels and dies, and then it becomes like the dry wreath. I just don't see her. And also, yes, you do judge people on their wreaths. You have to. That's like the cover of a book. And
no, I'm saying I don't judge people if they just have a wreath. Like, I know people have wreaths in like the holiday time or even in the fall, but I feel like an all-year wreath is like a lot.
Well, I judge people on their actual wreaths, because that's definitely a judgeable event when someone has like a really tacky wreath.
Yeah.
You know, you look down on them. I do.
By the way, I do think that Candace picks out a wreath from like Home Goods. And the reason why is because I feel like Candace at all times is quietly trying to pitch herself to the Hallmark Network to have a Christmas special, right? Like, she wants to be in a Christmas movie on a Hallmark Network. So she's just going to like make, fake it till you make it, right?
She was either on one or she was on some kind of Lifetime movie last year. Yeah. Probably not a Christmas one, though. That is Kyle Richards territory, bam.
Yeah, Candace was on that. They showed at the beginning of the season that what she was acting on. I forget. It was like that Netflix show. I think it was a Tyler Perry Netflix show that she made. You know, it's not worth it, and I'm not even going to bother going to the IMDb. If she was on one, we'll accept it. No need to message us. We accept
it. We'll believe whatever you tell us.
I'm just saying, I think she's trying to launch a franchise on Hallmark.
Well, she comes in with a very tired wreath energy, I will say. Yeah. Like, if she has a wreath on her door right now, it's just like sticks, you know? It's one of those like plastic sticks from the Hobby Lobby, all sadly wrapped around each other. It's just very sad stick, sad wreath energy she has.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. And Chris is in the kitchen, and there's like a tension in the air because they had a fight last episode, and he's talking about a videographer coming or something. She's shooting her music video on Friday, acting like she's literally doing Thriller, okay? And she's like, so it's a lot of stress about it. There's gonna be some cars that are gonna be in the video, and the cars are only gonna be available on Friday because then they're gonna be going to a car show, and so everything has to be coordinated. They have to thread this needle very carefully. And then Candace goes, are you drinking? And he's like, I am. And we see it's only 4:50 p.m.
Yeah, and they do a close-up on his glass. And Chris definitely has, like, you know, bitter, alcoholic husband wreath energy going on. He definitely does. Because she's like, yeah. Are you drinking? He's like, yeah, so what's your problem with it, Carso? And like he's like, yeah.
A terrible Star is Born. It's like a tribute. Like, I want to say it's a Star is Born, but that implies that Chris was a star first, and then his star faded as Candace's rose. But like, neither. It's almost like a star has tumbled out. And there's just like two stars that are sort of vaguely at the same level that are not really excelling, but they're going through the motions as if they are.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I'm drinking because you stress me out. And she's like, oh my God, I just feel icky and unsettled when we're having a fight. Also, that flauta that I put in my eye in the last episode really gave me eye boogers for days. So I'm dealing with that. It's rough.
So, and, yeah, she's having nerves about pulling off her video without Chris even being there.
It's like, what about the extras? And he's like, working on it, babe. State of Maryland says you can only have a max number of people there, all right? Oh, yeah, really? Because the car people are going to a car show. So I don't want to hear about these, like, iffy rules, okay? If the car show can do it, then Candace can film her goddamn video. That's what I say.
And he goes, well, I know I'm not going to be there, so you can count me out. She goes, thanks. Look, I have a job, so why are you mad at me? Somehow you've managed to flip it all around, but I'm the one who's fucking pissed about the whole thing because you don't give a shit about what I do. I'm working, and it's not like I'm sitting here doing nothing. I'm working. It's like, what are you doing?
You're literally standing at the counter being a sour drunk at 4:50 in the afternoon, buddy, okay? He's like, it's almost like my duck quesadillas don't matter as much as your music video.
And literally when he says, it's not like I'm sitting here doing nothing, they cut to a close-up of his cocktail again. So shady.
So she's like, well, I've never said that you're less important. He's like, but it's how I feel. And if I can be there, I'll be there. And she's like, well, I don't want you to feel like I'm negating your contributions to our household. That mango salsa you made last month changed my life. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Listen, you contribute a lot, and it's not your fault that the bank won't accept duck quesadillas as payment. It's not your fault, okay?
So then they make up, and she tells us that she's so focused on being perfect that she probably hasn't been a good wife or a good client to her husbandger. He's not your husbandger. Okay, you're not paying him any kind of commission, and he's not showing up to major events, okay? Can we just stop the word? At least, you know, your momager, you know, if you've got a momager, like a, you know, Kardashian momager or whatever, she's out there hustling, okay? She's working. This guy's not doing anything. Like, making sure the auto guys get to their auto show on time is what he's doing. He's like an auto show guy manager.
He's like an enforcer. He's basically the guy who calls up and says, you better be there, or else...
I guess,
I'm going to serve you a duck quesadilla or something like that. But look, he has some online cooking classes to, you know, to do. And you can't let down the fives of people who've signed up for that. So, you know, he has a point.
Yeah. And that whole scene is making me comfortable because I'm sticking up for Candace and I really don't like him. So let's move on to Wendy and her kids.
So Wendy and the kids are outside with Eddie. They're just like playing football, and her daughter is just running around with a basketball, just holding this basketball for dear life and running around with it. And honestly, I could just like watch that for an hour, just watching this little kid with the basketball, just, you know, run around the backyard. She was just so cute. And Wendy is talking to Eddie about how, you know, the kids have been, the boys have been talking about the police and asking questions. So it's like, it's time to like have the talk with the kids. And, you know, Wendy feels that it's unfair that black parents have to break their children's innocence to prepare them for the world that they live in. And she's absolutely right, you know?
Yeah, agreed on that one.
Mm-hmm. So they call the boys over to talk with them. And Eddie is basically saying, you know, police officers are supposed to protect and serve. So then one of the sons is like, then why are they killing black people? And he says, well, you know, you can have 10 police officers and you may have some people who may not be good people. And those people who aren't good people may end up as police officers.
Yeah. And the kid is like, one of her kids is like, well, how about this? how about I become a person like Martin Luther King? They're like, okay, our work here is done. Good job.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
Literally all I needed from you. It's like the perfect kid answer.
Yeah, it was really heartbreaking though. These poor kids who are innocent and they're being like, well, why would they think of us as a threat and everything? And he's like, I want to be like Martin Luther King and I want to change that black people don't get to be a threat and then white people don't get to be a threat. And then they were just like very proud of him because they're like, oh, we like that you're already thinking about making the world better. It was sweet. It was a sweet
scene. Yeah, they're good. They seem to be really good parents and they have really great kids.
Their kids are so cute.
Yeah, they are. And it always makes me feel weird on this show, like honest moments, you know? I don't really know what to do with them. I mean, it's weird, kind of like in real life.
They kind of have an episode every now and then where they're like, okay, let's have meaningful moments with children. That's what today's episode is. Now, here is someone who's...
How did we go from last week with talking, you know, implant fights?
Like, yeah.
Like, how did we go from that to this? Sometimes I just get broken like that emotionally, I think.
I'll tell you who's a bad parent. Karen. She's a bad parent to her umbrella because it's raining in the next scene and she has this enormous umbrella and she just puts it down on the ground outside the door of this restaurant. She goes in, she doesn't fold it up. She just leaves it just completely big and in front of the door. So she's being a bad parent to the door because now it's people have to go around her umbrella. And second of all, that umbrella is clearly going to get, it's just on the sidewalk, just ready to be taken. What are you doing? Why are you leaving your umbrella baby on the sidewalk like that, Karen?
Yeah, I think she's just like, production will do it. So then she walks in and she's like, oh, do you have hot tea? Is it in bags? Because that's how we do it. And Sherry, if anybody wants tea done from a bag, you know where to travel to internationally this holiday season. Thank you.
Do you happen to have any ham tea? No? Okay. So Ashley shows up and there's like a fire truck and like, she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, because she's afraid of for her baby and the sound. So they just, she eventually rolls on into the coffee shop and Karen meets Dylan for the first time because she's never met Dylan. And she's like, well, I'm super happy to meet baby Dylan. I'll buy him a dog, a cat, some Surrey ham because I know my chances with Dean are bad. And we see like flashbacks of Dean crying at Karen.
Yeah. And she's like, can we feed him? Can we feed him something? Tea in a bag. Tea in the bag, hurry, tea in the bag. And now she's like, yeah, I'm going to feed him. And she's like, oh, so we're doing this breastfeeding in public. Okay, well, all right. Well, now, as far as grandchildren, I wanted to be called Diamonds, but the children voted that down.
Who? I mean, I've heard all sorts of grandmother nicknames. She's like, I'm going to call myself G-Ma. I was like, okay, that makes sense. But like,
it's like Good Diamonds? Morning America. You know, I mean, that is kind of a lofty goal, but at least it kind of makes sense.
But like, what kid is going to call their grandma Diamonds? Diamonds. Over the hill to Diamond's house we go.
And Ashley's Diamond. Like, well, that's a good name if you're a stripper. She's like, well, Diamond's just a strong contender. And so they start talking about the trip. And Karen's like, no, I missed you. But I have to say, Giselle had taken Wendy through the ropes on that trip. It was continuous ropes, continuous ropes. When she questions Wendy's substance, like how now she's feeling sexy, she has no substance. Giselle has been wiggling that vagina at us for years, and we've never discriminated against her vagina.
I don't owe her an apology. Giselle owes me an apology with that fat vagina wiggling at us over and over and over again. So Ashley's like,
Karen is so completely full of it. First of all, Giselle does not owe you an apology for saying Ray will be in the ground before she loses her looks. No, she doesn't. She doesn't owe you an apology for that. And nope. How are you over here, you know, saying that Giselle has been wagging her vagina for years? I've never thought of Giselle as like, acting like a loose woman.
Yeah.
What's she talking about?
Yeah, just I never see that as just it's a weird thing that Karen is holding on to here, right? So Ash is like, Karen, come on. You guys have been going through this for so long, and you know Giselle is going through a really hard time. Well, everyone knows what's going on. This man dragged her. He cheated on her and broke her heart, and he took her through hell, and I know she's in pain, okay? So a conversation needs to happen, and I have given my apologies through Mia, and there will be no more apologies from Karen Huger, not to her. I'm like, it's kind of funny because Karen is talking about, she's agreeing with Ashley that Giselle is in a tough time, and that like this guy cheated on her and broke her heart and took her through hell. And so therefore you would think the response would be, I should have some more compassion. But instead she's like,
no, no, I shan't.
Yeah, she's saying because Giselle won't open it up and be honest with them that she doesn't have to apologize or whatever.
Weird. Open and honest.
Open and honest, guys. So Ashley just wants to bring them together. And Karen's like, well, if she comes to me woman to woman, ham to ham, I'm peanut shell cracked open with a tiny peanut inside. You might know that that's how, might not know that that's how they come, but they do. Visit Shuri. Sliding board.
Well, I love that both these women want to come together. It's like a Venn diagram, you know, and I'll be the shared middle. And, you know, I just want them to have kiki and laughs and things like that. Venn diagram. What exactly is that? Is that like a peanut that comes in a shell? Does it go down a sliding board? What's a Venn diagram?
And after you talking about your marital history, I don't need to picture you as the Ashley in the middle. Okay, give us a break.
Shared middle.
I don't need you as a shared middle right now, okay? Give us one season without some Michael Darby drama, please.
Please. So now Robin shows up at her life coach's house. And I was happy to see that, like, even though Monique is no longer on the show, her favorite wall color is, because this life coach's house was like, I called it Monique Yellow. It's the color of her house on the lake from last season. Just like that putrid yellow.
Oh, yeah. That yellow really did set you off.
Yeah. It was like it's like a 1991 yellow, maybe. Maybe it's a 1970s yellow. I don't know what it is, but this lady had it. I was like, Monique is still with us. She is.
So this lady is named Denise, and she's like, so Robin, when we spoke on the phone, you said you haven't been motivated. Can you paint a picture of what that looks like?
I'm too tired to paint a picture.
No, not literally, Robin, with your words.
It's hard.
Okay. Just tell me what the fuck is going on, Robin. So she talks about how she built her business, and then before you knew it, the business blew up. But then she's got this fear in the back of her mind that it's all going to come crashing down.
Yeah, and she's all afraid about that. And she wants to spend more time with her kids and her fiancé. And the life coach is like, oh, the fiancé. Tell me more about that. What does that word mean? And she's like, well, you know, I'm just planning. I've got to be planning a wedding. And she's like, are you planning the wedding? She's like, no. And the pandemic has taken away structure. And basically what it comes down to is the fact that Juan is always just like being really mean to Robin. And she feels like when Juan was in a tough place a few years ago, she was supportive and helped lift him up and get out of the rut. And that she just wants the same from him. And he's just like being mean to her.
Yeah. And so she agrees that she'll have a talk with Juan about treating her better and being more structured and stuff like that. Like find a space for her office and hire who she needs to do. And she's like, okay, great. I want to hear about this next time. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is all good, but still, like, if you water all this advice down, it's still get out of bed. I'm sorry to point it out, but it still is.
Yeah.
So now I guess it's more helpful when it's coming to you and it's not from someone who's supposed to be supporting you all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
a third party person. So yeah. Now we're finally at the park for the goddess party. Mia's there. Her party planners have set up something in a gazebo. Big, big episode for gazebos. And Mia's like, well, it's been a little rocky connecting with these ladies. I've had a little bit of trouble meshing with them, but there's a bond there here and they have. And that they have, and I see it, and they just need to believe it. It's almost as if they don't realize there's a stack of flyers in the corner, and I just have to move it to the center and be a boss bitch.
This is what I do. I bring women together, and I empower them.
So Karen arrives, and there's like a stone walkway they have to walk across, and then like a little staircase, and Karen is walking as if she is literally on like American Ninja Warrior. Like she's about to fall into an ice pool at any given moment.
Okay, one step there. You know, they have wider sidewalks in Surrey County, which technically I'm in because Surrey County is part of me.
Yeah, she has to make her way up that like stone path and she's terrified. But it is one of those things where you make your own, like whatever you create for yourself is more dangerous than the actual thing that's in front of you. Like she thinks this path is dangerous. What's going to kill you is that hem on your pants. Get your pants hemmed. Her pants, she's wearing like bell bottoms that are a foot longer than her feet.
I did not notice. Tampa, I believe.
I did. I was like, Cam, did you hem your pants? As someone with a very long torso whose pants are always dragging on the ground, you know, I get it. Okay? I've hurt myself very, very many times like this.
I hate a long pants. Okay? I hate a long pant. I used to have chronically long pants. I don't know why. I would just always buy them like 1 or 2 inches too long and then never return them. And they're too long and they get under your shoe. And then you create that hole in the back of the pant, right?
Yes. Right. That's what's happening.
In the back
to
of the
her.
Cuff.
Yeah. She's going to die like that. Okay. So then everyone basically shows up and oohs and ahs over their goddess outfits and stuff. And Ashley has to figure out how to get the baby over the stone walkway. But thankfully, she has a hemmed outfit, so she makes it just fine. Yeah. Everybody's safe.
And she can also lift the baby holder part out of the carriage, so out of the stroller. So it turns out to be not really that scary of an ordeal. So, yeah, they all show up. Ascala is in, as she says, full Ethiopian goddess mode with a habesha. And or is it, was the habesha a thing, or is habesha... Oh, God. Why do I do this? I do this to myself on every podcast. I'm going to look it up because the habesha. Okay. The habesha. Okay. It's not.
That's
habesha
the
is not a thing. It's the
god.
Goddess. It's like the peoples. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The habesha peoples.
So then let's see. So they see Ashley and they all run to help Ashley. And Carrot's like, how many mothers does it take to get a baby across a bridge? And then Giselle comes and she's all mad that she's in the middle of the wilderness, she says.
Yeah.
To get here. So basically, Wendy is mad. You know, Wendy's giving big mad wreath energy to Giselle. And she's like, yeah. If Giselle was my friend, a sorry would have gone a long way.
Sorry does go a long way. A little sorry does go a long way, I'll tell you that. Sorry. No.
You should see how popular Surrey is in Bangladesh. It goes very far, very far, those peanuts.
So then there's like kind of clown music, and we see a mystery woman. We see her feet, and then we see her legs. They're like, ooh, who's this mystery woman? But it's just Candace in a wig.
I, for a moment, really thought it was going to be Katie Ross. I was like, are they bringing Katie back? I thought they didn't want to deal with Katie anymore. I really thought it was her because I had forgotten about Candace.
I know.
But it is,
I've been feeling a little Tha-Tha. I've been feeling like a little need for Tha-Tha in my life. You know, I would have loved to see Charisse come up and try and get across that stone pathway in a hoverboard.
Just falling right into the koi pond. Is that a pun? Koi vey. Was that a pun? Yeah, I mean, they could. Why not Shasha, right? Because the only one who had the real issue with Shasha was Monique, famously. That was Shasha was the cause of all the drama last season. But now that Monique is gone, we can have Shasha back.
Yeah. So they then have to sit on the ground. Okay, Mia, you're not doing a great job.
We're the thrones. We're the thrones for the goddesses.
What kind of goddess has to sit on the ground at a picnic? Okay.
Yeah.
I get like to meditate or whatever, but it's like give me a chair. Okay. A park, sitting on the ground in a park in a ball gown.
Yeah. So Candace is like, I am dirty Diana today. And then Robin shows up. She's like, oh God. And she arrives and they all love her dress. And Karen's like,
Robin, that dress is everything. It is. It's the sliding board of couture. I love it.
So they compliment Candace's new wig. And she's saying it's a 70s feel for her videos because she's doing 2 videos this week. By the way, have you seen the album cover that she just released?
No, I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay, so it's Candace, who's like kind of crouched down with one of her legs out. It looks like maybe she's roller skating and lifting her front leg while she's squatting, if that makes any sense.
Okay,
this is all my memory. I don't have it in front of me.
Yes,
what
I do
remember,
is
she squatting like that? Is she squatting like
that? It looks like it's the single for I See You. It's her, yeah, kind of like squatting. She's like in, is it a hoodie? It's low resolution, unfortunately.
No, there's no hoodie in this one. So in the one I'm thinking of, she's got like a big long ponytail, like 10 feet long, that's like blowing behind her. And it reminded me of that movie Bad Hair. Did you see that?
I saw parts of it and I decided I didn't want to take all the viewing pleasure away from other people, so I stopped watching it.
There's only so much to go around. Well, I watched the whole thing. I actually really liked it. And she looks like basically the monsters in that movie, which are your well, I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Well, it's called bad hair, right? So the hair is the monster. So it like comes out and starts attacking the women because they get like spooky. They get like possessed hair put in.
Yeah.
And so then it's like starts killing them. And that's what this poster is. And I love that Candace has a bad hair poster as her main like album cover. Well done.
Is it on her Instagram? I'm trying to find it. I don't see it anywhere on the internet. Like that says something. If like you, oh, I see it. Okay, Deep Space. Okay, yes. Oh, so this is. I like that she has two different crouching album covers. This one. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of crouching. Okay. So let's see.
It looks like the back of a betta fish almost.
Yes, like the dress part of the betta fish.
Yes.
So then, let's see here. I just don't want her to cook me anything. You know what I mean? Because you know that shit's going to get in the food. That's a lot of hair. It's a lot of hair, ma'am.
Well, either way, Candace is shooting two music videos, guys. And one of them is later today. So she is so busy and so successful, right?
So Giselle, I don't know when the other one's going to be, but I'll tell you this much. So before the auto show happens.
Its premiere will actually be at an auto show, I'm sure.
So they're asking, are we going to be, Giselle says, are we all going to be in the video? What? Even Ashley? Yeah. And she's like, no, Ashley was not invited. And Ashley just kind of rolls her eyes and she's like, yes, well, we're respecting each other's space.
Okay, I guess that was a failure to create a fight. So how about this? How did Chris handle all of this? Well, I started to feel like I was getting on him about nitpicky things, and after this, I'm going to have to make some changes on what his role is in what his actual physical bread role is, because he keeps saying that he can't come to the music video because he's making roles. So I need to really find out what his role is.
So she tells them all they're all going to be extras and to dress in fast and furious chic. And Mia's like, okay, let's start on a positive note. We're going to go around the table and say what we love the most about each and every one of us.
Oh, Wendy's like, what in the summer camp is going on here?
Jeez, what in the Lisa Rinna is going on here? Why does that have to become a thing on every single show now? Do they pay Rinna money to do this on other shows, every time they use this on other shows?
Yeah, I think she gets a royalty from it. So Ashley starts, and she goes,
okay, well, I will start with Candace. I know we're like oil and water, unfortunately, but I respect that you are very committed to what you're doing and pursuing your passion, which, as we all know, is spending your mother's money on fruitless endeavors. So congratulations, you're doing really great at that.
And they're like, wow, she's so mature. So then Candace goes, and she goes, I've always said I appreciate you walking in your motherhood journey. And when you're walking in your motherhood journey backwards, that you have a beeping sound to warn people that they might be about to die.
I appreciate you walking in your motherhood journey and firmly planting yourself in that. Because honestly, there's no other way for you to plant yourself except firmly based on the wideness of your ass. Thank you.
I have always appreciated that you having the huge foresight to plant yourself into squeezing out babies and making a lot of titty milk, which is disgusting, and I'm not body shaming you for it.
I am looking forward to you having two more babies, and then you'll have all foreheads to deal with all the time.
So Robin's like, Karen, I love that you're Karen, but you also have funny times.
Karen goes, yes, yes. Karen's like complimenting herself.
She's like, Karen takes James that Lipton as a compliment. Yes, it's like, well, yes, you're a fucking monster, but at least you're funny sometimes. And she's like,
yes, well, I learned how to laugh at myself from you, Robin, and that is a breath of fresh la dame. So thank you. Thank you.
It's a breath of fresh air, but of course, when you're in Surrey County, we just call it air, because air is always fresh in Surrey County, a.k.a. this seat right here, because this is technically Surrey County where I'm sitting.
Amazing that you can even give me fresh air considering where you live. I'm not sure where exactly it is, but I suspect that there's lots of pollution there. Unlike Surrey County.
You may not realize this, but Terry Gross wanted to originally call her show Surrey County. And I said, no. Please, just call it fresh air, because it's basically the same thing.
And then Robin tells Wendy, "Well, I love your passion for your family, and I'll keep it short." And Wendy's like, "Oh, really? You love my passion for my family, but you support someone who attacked my family?"
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were going to do the part where she went, "Okay."
I was like, "No, well, everyone's trying
land
to
land it. Land it. Land the plane, Ronnie. Say the okay."
Sorry. I could land it. I left that part of the instructions on the ground. Sorry, everybody. That is me flying a plane, by the way. I would learn how to like fly it and get us in the air, but I wouldn't have read the part on how to actually land.
Oh, damn it. Sorry, everybody.
The plane won't land. So then Escala's like, "Giselle, I love how confident you are and how opinionated you are. And you say, this is me. You love it or hate it. That's my veiled way of saying you're a trashy bitch. Okay. And Karen, I love how wise you are. That's me saying you're old. And you're always so willing to give great advice. Again, old. And to really take someone under your wing, your very old wing, okay, on a plane that's not landing. Okay, even me. You even took me, a beautiful young woman, under your wing and weren't threatened by it. I appreciate that so much."
So then Mia makes Giselle go about Karen, because that's really what this is about, guys. Everyone else is trying to start a fight, but no one's really taking the bait. So she's like, "All right, go for Karen." And Giselle's like, "Well, everyone knows we're not in a good place, so I have nothing to say. And Wendy, I assume that we're still in a bad place." And she's like, "Well, don't assume. Well, I haven't heard from you, so..." "Well, I haven't heard from you. I mean, we can talk now if you'd like to talk now. Why?" And she's like, well, Mia jumps in. She's like, "Well, I'll add that Giselle said at dinner that she doesn't believe what the blog said about you, Wendy."
And Giselle says, "Yes, all that happened after that, now that you know I was defending your husband, everything that happened afterwards was like from outer space, and you don't want to take any accountability for it." And Wendy says, You want me to apologize because I will defend my family with every fiber of my being, and I am not sorry for that."
And she's like, "No one disrespected your family." And she says, "What I'm saying to you is at the core of this is I still feel as though if you were my friend, you would have come to me first," which is true. I mean, Giselle can say, like, "What? I had no idea. What are you talking? I didn't do anything but stand up for Eddie." And she's like, "Well, the only thing I apologize for is I told Ashley I was trying to talk to you, but you were just being so defensive. You know, I've only come to you in a spirit of love."
Yeah, because she said that she does actually apologize for that, for not going to her first. And Wendy goes, I received that. "Well, are you guys good? Can you guys mish again? Are you guys good? Huh?" And Karen goes,
"This is a step. This is much like that crazy walkway that was like climbing the mountains outside of Mordor. This is a step. It's a step.
But just for the record, the whole Giselle is trying to ruin families. That's not me, That's Karen."
Remember, this is a place of healing and brochures, okay? And Candace says, "Well, I have to say this because I've been thinking about this a while with what happened with Jamal." Sorry, I had to sing. I'm doing a music video later today. "And the things that were brought up, you know." And so we see a flashback of, once again, Karen bringing up Jamal at the reunion. And she goes, Candace says, "I wonder if the way that stuff came out and the people that were talking about it, if that had anything to do with you and Jamal going your separate ways." And Giselle actually says, "No, that wasn't new information for me. I knew that once Arizona's went out of business, we were done."
What the hell, Giselle? Wasn't she calling him during the reunion last year to like stand up against these allegations? Giselle, full of it as usual. I love that Giselle's idea of being open and honest is just telling them more of what they want to hear, but also like not telling them the truth.
Well, she's, I guess, crazy. That Giselle's, because later on Giselle does say that she is like continues to be friends with Jamal, so maybe she would say that we were done, but we were friends at that point. I don't know. So but then Giselle, she does come up with some bullshit, because Candace is like, "So why didn't you say that? Why didn't you say that you already knew it was done?" And, and Giselle says, "Because I decided that I was going to let Karen show her ass." I'm like, "No, you did not decide to let Karen show her ass. It's because Monique pummeled you into submission and you were like shell-shocked for the rest of the reunion, and we all saw it."
Right. You would not just leave Karen with the last word for a 3-hour reunion. That's crazy, yeah, to show her ass a year later. Nope, sorry. So she's saying, "You know, I knew about it, but I'm not going to engage with someone who does research on me and thinks they're going to tell me about my life."
It's funny coming from her. So the producer says, so where did you find out about these rumors? And she goes, Jamala! Jamal and I talk about everything under the sun, people.
So she says, you know, you went on a diatribe against Jamal, and my children happened to be his. And consequently, it did hurt me and my children badly. And so Karen's like, oh, you brought a whole lie relationship into this group, and now you want to twist it, I suppose. Peanuts just come shelled ready to eat. Hmm? Mm.
My children were devastated. See, Wendy, I can do this too. And Candace is like, I never heard this bitch say that she was hurt about nothing. And Karen goes, well, this is news to me. This is news to the Surrey ambassador.
Yeah. So Karen is shocked that Giselle's kids are hurt by Karen going on national TV and saying that he got some lady from church pregnant.
Yeah.
But she thinks that her grown children should be very devastated because Giselle made a comment about Ray being in the ground before Giselle ever lost her legs. These two, just stop, you two.
So Candace is like trying to like basically... She's sort of like giving assist to Giselle. She's saying how she's so proud of Giselle for expressing her feelings, because in general she just doesn't do that. And she's like, thank you for being open. And, you know, like, look, Giselle's being vulnerable. This is a breakthrough. This is a breakthrough. And so Karen goes, well, unfortunately, Giselle and I are not in a position that we can talk to one another. But for my part in that, if I'd hurt her children, I, ambassador to Surrey County, USA... I'm sorry. Complimentary ham for everyone involved.
I'm very sorry, which is very close to Sherry, so I'm still doing my duties as ambassador.
So Giselle's like, well, who are you sorry to? Why? Because you're not looking at me, yeah? If you're going to apologize, apologize to me, boo-boo.
Well, okay, hold on. If this is what you want, it's about your children, then I apologize.
To who?
Your children and you and your fat vagina wiggling in my face. I apologize to all six of you.
I'd also like to apologize to Bacon for not quite making it to ham. Sorry, Bacon.
I'd like to apologize to Northern Ireland. I'm sorry that we had to cancel so many flights to Surrey County. You will be reimbursed.
I'd also like to apologize to every single member of the sliding board for switching your materials to plastic without a vote.
I would also like to apologize to the International Olympic Committee that we were unable to send any athletes this year because they were too busy preparing ham.
I'd like to apologize to the Surrey Peanut Board. What shall we've put you through? <What
shall we? laughs> So, just like, to who? Your children.
Oh, okay. It's the first time she's ever apologized to me about anything.
So, Karen's saying, I know it's hard for you to apologize, but you can at least apologize for using the word death. She's like, when is it hard for me to apologize? I've been apologizing to you for years. We see a montage of Giselle's apologies to Karen.
Which are hilarious.
It's a lot of them. But it's also a Giselle apology. Like, it lasts 2 seconds, and then she just goes back to what she's doing, right?
Yeah.
Can we just wipe the slate clean and start over?
That's what I say about every sliding board. When can we wipe this clean and get to the top of it again?
So Giselle's like, well, I would rather it not be Battle Royale every time we get together as a group, but my verbiage is never meant to hurt your family.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about verbiage. If you start cutting it back right when it blooms, it'll last for years.
She's like, I'm not finished, Karen. This group is special, so let's move forward in the spirit of
Surrey County. Agree.
Wow, hell has frozen over. It's the Zen.
So Ashley says, do you guys want a hug? And they're both like, no.
We're not there yet, but I will give you this free t-shirt that says, I love Surrey. And of course, the love is a heart. And of course, the heart is a ham. Enjoy.
I just wish that we could, in lieu of hugs, join each other in karaoke at ham bar, so I could sing to Giselle the one song I think we would both have in common. I ham what I ham.
Well, there we go, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to download the Spotify Green Room app and listen to our show tonight. And we're just going to be gabbing away for an hour every Monday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific. This will not be the last time you hear about it. We'll always remind you, okay? But it's going to be so fun. So join in, and we on the next episode, we're talking some Below Deck Mediterranean. And if you're wondering about Salt Lake City, it's already up. So go check that out, too. Bye, okay, everyone. Everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Regal.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
We're letting the catlet out of the bag, it's Lily Catlet.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.